The moon's ahead and the winter's behind. This is Winona LaDuke. I have more winters behind me than ahead of me. That's what my friend Bob Schimmick said to me one day. Made me think of how we look at time. So at 57, I'm pretty sure it's true for me as well. Amidst a digital age, we are still subject to natural world's time, despite Botox, new knees, and body parts we can acquire in our modern world. In short, time and how we think of it matters. It's January 1st on the Gregorian calendar. It's named after Pope Gregory the 13th, who created it in 1582. From the Ojibwe perspective, we just finished the 13th moon, and that's the moon of Manitou Gizusun's little spirit moon. It's a great spirit moon now. That's Gishi Manitou Gizus. Most months in the Gregorian calendar were named after Roman emperors and the gods, and a few, September on, are numbers. I guess someone ran out of important things to name after. Well, let's just say that Julius Caesar got a couple named after him, July and August, which I think is frankly unfair and a little bit old school. January is named after Janus, the god of beginnings, February from Febru, the feast of purification, March, well, that's Mars, April from Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love, May from May, the goddess of spring, June, Juno, the queen of gods. Women, it seems, at least goddesses, did pretty well for 3 months. After that, it seems that perhaps Pope Gregory may have lacked in imagination. There's a couple of emperor months for Julius Augustus Caesar, and the rest are numbers in Latin. September for the 7th month in the early Roman calendar, and so forth. December is for the 10th month in the Roman calendar. I find this calendar odd. I'm really interested in a calendar that is based in place. That's what indigenous calendars are, and that in itself brings a different understanding to the world. For the Ojibwe, January is Gishi Manitou Gizus, or the Great Spirit Moon. This is the month when we see the moon, Dipikon Gizus, the longest of all months. What follows are a series of lunar calendar names that speak of what happens at a certain time. Neme Benegizus, sucker moon in February, referring to the sucker fish moving under the ice. Although really the spawning of the suckers is in May and the fish which spawns in February is the eel pout, or Masei. So I'm wondering a little bit about that month. March, Una Bonagizus, or the hard-crusted snow moon. April, Iskigamizigigizus, maple syrup moon. May, Wabaganagizus, not Wobegon, although that is the same origin, that thing that Garrison Keillor does. That's the flower moon. It's almost the same as the Gregorian calendar on that one. June, Odeiminagizus, strawberry moon. For Odei, the heartberry. July, Meangizus, or the blueberry moon. August, our sacred Monominike Gizus. September is Watbaga Gizus, the leaves changing color moon. Binaquio Gizus, the leaves falling moon, is next. Then Gashkadno Gizus, or the moon of freezing over. What do these moons tell us? They tell us that the land upon which we live is still there, as is the natural world. They're similar to Dakota and Lakota moons. So I was reading from the Akta Lakota Cultural Center in Pine Ridge. They talked about the first moon, the cold and dark moons in winter, including the moon when the deer sheds their horn, the hard moon, when the trees crack from the cold, and the moon of the sore eyes. Then comes the moons of renewal and growth, moon when the ducks come back, the moon of making fat, moon when the leaves are green, the warm moons, that's during the summer, the moon of June berries, the moon when the choke cherries are ripe, moons of the harvest, moons of the change, those are in autumn, Dogwagon, moons when the leaves turn brown, moon when the wind shakes off the leaves, and the moon of the running deer. In climate change, it's not all the same. For instance, a couple winters passed, the maple sap ran early and no one really caught it. It was a really early thaw, and blueberries came in before a lot of the strawberries. That teaches us something for sure. As does lightning in November, saw for the first time I can remember in my life. These memories could be kept in a winter count, perhaps. That's what our old people used to do, an annual calendar so we could document our history. That's what our ancestors did. I like the connection of calendars to place. I would think about this year, perhaps, this last year as the year when we defeated the black snake and the black snake reared its head someplace else. The year in which three horses of mine passed. Some of my relatives, but a new child was born. Those are all momentous occasions for each family. Collectively, as a society, I think that times have changed significantly and we document them in our calendars. I like the connection of calendars to place. I think that they should be part of a modern world calendar. After all, this world still exists, the natural world. And in a time of digital clocks, fiscal years, and quarterly profits, none of this seems to be present as the moon when the trees crack from the cold or the time of the wild rice harvest. Somewhere in these worldviews, I think there's a balance to be found. Now, despite all I say, I can still mess up my own calendar pretty well, whatever form I'm using, but it's usually and predictably the Google calendar and a collection of dates which confuse me. I will muddle through and hope that when the ducks come back, I will be prepared for my guns and the maple syrup time ahead. Miigwech, this has been Onoladuk.